Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Fiction. Science fiction. Horror. Fantasy. Crime. LGBT. Thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Good on Casey.
106.5
FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
Welcome back into the House of Mystery. I'm Al Warren. So, Mr. Michael Hawley, this is normally Wicked Wednesday, but it's not today.
Yeah, it's make or break Monday, I think it is.
I don't know. Are we going to make it or break it? Okay, so who we got here? We got an author. Now, her new book out is called Led by Her Heart, and it's book one of a Lynn Callahan romantic suspense, and it's Caitlin Marie Peterson. So thank you for being here, Caitlin.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Mike.
Wow, you're starting a series now. This is going to be a series. It's book one.
Yes.
So I guess Lynn Callahan is going to be kind of like your main character that you're going to carry through. Who is Lynn Callahan?
So Lynn Callahan is a single mom and a successful businesswoman. She has her own party planning business. And one day while she's meeting with a client, she gets a phone call from her son's school. It's her principal saying that, well, his principal saying that her ex-husband never showed up to pick their son up. So she knows right away that this is out of character, that something is wrong. He's never not been there for their son, Danny. So she picks him up. She goes to drop him off at her best friend Melanie's house. And she, from that point, goes to Drew's apartment. She finds his car is missing from the lot, but his phone is in his apartment on the floor and in his bedroom on his nightstand are two empty pill bottles. And to an untrained eye, it would appear that he's relapsed after 8 years of sobriety. But Lynn knows better. In her heart, she knows that something else is going on. So against her better judgment, she calls the police. And once they see the pill bottles, they immediately think, you know, okay, this guy, he just relapsed. He's off on a bender somewhere. They say they'll file a missing persons report and look into it, but she doesn't fully believe that they'll do that. So she takes matters into her own hands and hires a private investigator, Q. Jake Connolly. when from that point on, she's kind of drawn into this world of private investigation. And, you know, she's also fighting her growing feelings for Jake. So that's where the romance kind of comes in. And the questions kind of,
So there's no re-romance with Drew then?
No. But you see that they have a really great relationship, a great friendship, and she's definitely dedicated to finding him. But she also is human, and she's kind of struggling to fight her feelings, at least until he's found. But the questions remain, number one, who took Drew, why, and will he be found alive?
Geez, I have tons of pill bottles around my house. I have to be careful. They're coming to get me. So this whole sort of thing. How's this? Now, Jake Connolly, you said it's like a, is he a detective in essence?
So he used to be on the police force. He used to be a detective, but he got injured on the job, and he was physically able to come back, but he lost his partner, and that kind of shook him emotionally. So it took him a little while to bounce back, but eventually he, you know, opened his own private investigating firm.
Right. So now he's a PI.
Yeah.
On that. Okay, perfect. So is he going to carry through on your stories as well through other books?
Absolutely. Actually, so book two, it's going to pick up right from where the first book left off, and it's actually going to be told through his perspective because it's going to be called Led by His Past. You'll see him and Lynn still, their story grow, but you're also going to get to know a little bit more about him.
So since it's a Lynn Callahan series, well, then it will probably go back to Lynn then after that?
Yes.
Much, or is it...
Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to continue their story. So yeah, I've toyed with how I'm going to continue this into a third book. And I feel like maybe having, the idea was to do Led by Their Future. So going back and forth between the two of them to give equal amounts of their story.
So, you know, sometimes authors will say that they have a minor character, and after a while that character almost becomes the protagonist, and then they change gears. So you're already set with Lynn Callahan, so you'll have to keep her as the top person.
Oh, yes, yeah. It's definitely going to be a little bit of a balancing act, and it's going to take... It's definitely going to be a challenge, but I definitely want the readers to connect with her and to keep that connection. So, but I also want them to connect with her love interest because he's a big part of who she becomes, career-wise.
So how do you build a character like that? How do you write from, let's say, Lynn's point of view? And also for you, because being a woman, how do you write from the PI's point of view?
I had to do a lot of research, actually, because I have no experience with law enforcement. So it definitely required a lot of research and guidance from my publisher, too. I had to do a lot of rewrites, actually, like when it came to his dialogue, the investigation process. So it took me a few tries before I really like that it made sense, the investigation process, but it definitely was not easy.
No, I would imagine. So whose voice do you put this one in, book one?
I put it in Lynn's voice.
And so what do you hope people take away from the book?
Well, I really want them to, connect with Lynn, of course, but I want them to see her as this really strong, capable person. And I being a mom, I guess, a single mom, like she can kind of push against any, preconceived notions that people may have, like she can do it all. I kind of want her to almost be like Superwoman, like she really can balance everything.
And when you get into the drug addiction, what perspective do you take on that? Or how do you get into that world?
So I wanted to do that very carefully, because I certainly wouldn't want to offend anybody so I wanted to play this very carefully. And at least when I was writing this, Lynn was certain that like there was no hesitation. He did not relapse. She understood his struggle and she always defended him anytime, the police or even Jake when he'd ask questions like, are you sure? Her conviction was yes, he is clean. He had relapsed before, but there was no way I'm positive. And so I wanted to depict the struggles he had in the past, but also make it clear, like, he's worked really hard and he is capable of staying.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Clean and, you know, moving forward and getting past, you know, his struggles, overcoming them.
Well, how do you gain that kind of knowledge or experience then? Like, do you read other people's books or people that have been involved in that?
I have people in my life that have struggled. And then it's also, I had to do research, and it was kind of a combination. I went by what I personally know, and then also just to make sure that I'm getting maybe other perspectives, I go ahead, I do research. But I wanted to be very careful with how I wrote it, but also maybe, you know, have people who are struggling themselves connect with that, you know, feel maybe a personal connection as they're reading.
So when you do kind of this type of a mystery, is it more of a cozy style, or is there actual violence in it?
No, I wouldn't say that there's violence. There's a part in the book, but really I wanted it to be, I don't want to say feel good, but enjoyable. It's entertaining for the reader. I do have a lot of levity in it with a side character, Lynn's best friend, Melanie, and she kind of brings out like the funny side of the story. She's kind of sarcastic at times. She's very fun. She pulls no punches. She has no filter when she speaks. So a lot of the time, I rereading the book, I actually started laughing myself because Melanie was just such a fun character to write. So when you're not going into the seriousness of the addiction and Drew being taken, you're kind of laughing and wishing that you could hang out with Melanie. At least that was my intention.
So Melanie knows Drew and is knowing Jake then, or?
She gets to know Jake based on what she learned from Lynn. She was the one who kind of encouraged Lynn to hire a private investigator. And, you know, she is Lynn's supporter. She's her rock. And so anytime that Lynn is starting to kind of feel stressed, she's her go-to person. And she kind of brings her back, like, you know, you got this. It's okay.
So it sounds like she's going to be into the next few books as well.
Yes, absolutely. I really feel like Melanie is an important character to have.
So I have another question is, like, you know, like Al and I, we do true crime and it's all about the evidence unavoidably follows to a conclusion. And then now what you're writing is sometimes like that human intuition, because humans are involved. Is it a tough balance for you to, you know, like follow the evidence, but then again, you kind of know the person or something like this? I bet that's a tough balance.
It definitely is a tough balance. It took me a lot. Let's just put it this way. My publisher did warn me that this is going to be the hardest book that I was going to write, and he was not wrong, but but I feel like it really paid off in the end. All the extra research, all the extra writing that I had to do or rewriting, it definitely paid off in the end, and I'm really proud of how it came out.
So it sounds like Jake is going to be one of those people in Lynn's life that does that, make sure that she follows.
Yeah.
Is he more like
what? I'm sorry.
Is Jake more like the person that follows the evidence and then sticks to the evidence kind of thing?
He is, but she also has really good instincts. So there are times when she'll actually point something out to him that he wasn't really thinking about. And that's where I wanted to go with the book. Like, she's actually got these really good instincts. And yes, she is a event planner, has her own business, but she can be so much more than that as well.
Well, you know, so who do you base that kind of character off? Like Melanie, for instance, who is that? Is that someone you know, or do you just create a character like that from scratch?
You know, it's funny. I didn't think I was basing it on anyone I knew, but rereading it, Melanie actually reminds me a lot of my own mom, in the sense that, you know, she's very funny. She doesn't take herself too seriously, and she will go be above and beyond for the people that she loves, no questions asked. And the more that I was thinking about it, Melanie definitely, it's possible that I based her off of my mom and didn't even realize it until the book was completed.
Oh, and your mom's name is Melanie, too.
No. That would be funny, though, right?
Well, do you have a subtext then to the book? Do you have a meaning that you want people to pick up, or is it just pure entertainment?
I feel like it's just pure entertainment. I want them to, you know, just read this, maybe escape their own realities. And, you know, yes, there it does touch on some serious issues, but I really wanted it to be one of those books that you don't want to put down because it just takes you out of your own problems or out of your own life and really entertaining.
So what is the most important thing in a book, do you think? What keeps you reading a book?
Well, I actually just finished the book. It was called Just Another Missing Person. And it was, what kept me is all of the plot twists. That is kind of my sweet spot when I'm reading a book. I like to have a good plot twist or juicy secrets that are yet to be revealed. And I actually try to deliver that when I'm writing. You know, I think about what I like to read, what I like authors, what I like about them. And I try to deliver that when I'm writing as well.
And this being a series, do you sort of have... Are you an outliner? Do you have this sort of plan, kind of the books that you're going to do, kind of what's going to happen, and you kind of get this all ready? Or are you just going one day at a time?
I'm definitely more of a planner now. I planned this book out pretty well in advance. Like, I had the basic idea, and then I took, you know, a piece of paper and pen And I planned out the beginning, middle, and end, and really the specifics of the disappearance, because I knew there was going to be a lot, that it was going to be a little bit more intricate, more detailed than my last book. So I wanted to make sure that I got everything right and that every part of the plot made sense. So I planned a lot more with this book than I did with my other two.
Are you going to have kind of a, are you keeping kind of a Bible or some sort of a source book to keep track of everything as you go?
I'm actually going back to the first book. I'm probably going to read it or read through some of it again. And yeah, I'm going to keep track of the characters that I'm planning to bring back. I'm going to make a list of the characters that I want to add or introduce, you know, and also things that I maybe want to continue from the first book, storylines that I might want to continue or, well, for instance, Lynn had a client that she was working with right from the beginning. It was the client that she had gotten the phone call at, you know, during their meeting. So I had taken the reader with me, with Lynn, I should say, as she was planning the party. And I want to have that. I want to show them the final product, the final outcome of Lynn's hard work.
And so what came first? Was it the characters? Do you create characters and then you do a story, put them into a story? Or did you have this story kind of worked out and then you had to create characters to fit in?
I had the main character, you know, in my mind of, you know, who I wanted the main character to be, a single mom, successful, someone with great instincts. But the rest of the characters kind of came as I was creating the story. You know, people that I wanted in her life, a good support system, the love interest even. I had to kind of create him as I went because I wanted, I would say Lynn is the one that I created first, and everyone just came as I was writing.
And the setting, how do you write a setting? Is the setting important, the location of where they are at?
I would say yes, definitely. In this case, it actually has personal significance to me. It takes place in Burlington, Vermont, which is actually where my husband proposed. He proposed at Lake Champlain the day after he ran the Vermont City Marathon.
Well, there you go. So so the insert side, how do you write a setting? Is it as important as a character?
Oh, absolutely. And because it kind of had a personal significance with me, I made sure to pretty much every shop, every street is a real place in Burlington. And if anyone reads the book who happens to be from Vermont, Burlington in particular, I wanted them to, you know, connect with the book and, you know, appreciate the fact that I brought a lot of authenticity to it.
So how do you think this book has changed you as a writer?
I have definitely evolved from this. It feels like every time I write a new book, I evolve as a writer. I'm learning as I go, you know, and I feel almost protective of these characters, and I feel like they're real people. So I definitely have more. I've evolved more definitely as a writer from this.
With all of this, do you have, let's say, is your husband a beta reader for you, or do you have friends like Melanie, a friend, or your mother? Is she a beta reader for you?
Actually, I try to keep everything. Well, my husband doesn't want to know until he reads the book himself. I've tried to bounce things off of him, and he's like, nope, don't tell me. I'm going to read it, and then I'll know. But I actually keep everything else pretty tight-lipped. I don't really talk too much about it. And with my mom, I didn't want to tell her too much because I love her, but she has a tendency to talk a lot to other people. So I knew that, it wouldn't be a secret for long.
Well, one of the things I ask that question is because when I'm writing my fiction novels, I'm emotion. I don't have emotion. I don't know where it's at, but my wife does. So I married an Italian lady that I'm afraid of. But what happens is, though, if I'm writing kind of a story with some relationship stuff, I have her read it because I don't know if I'm on there, and she will tell me flat out, this sucks. Start this over. Something like that. So I actually value people that have a little bit different perspectives. It really, for me, it helped out. So I was just curious if you did the same thing.
I'll do that once in a while. I have brought that up to my husband. I'll tell him, like, what do you think of this line? He doesn't really want to know too much about the book, but if I ask him his opinion, like, does this make sense, or do you think I should, he'll actually give me his input, but I have to be careful because he doesn't want to know too much. He wants to, you know, enjoy the book without knowing, like, who the bad guy was, or, you know, but I actually do bounce things off of him and try to get his perspective.
Gotcha. And the fact that your protagonist is a divorced wife, that doesn't threaten
him. No.
Yeah, he doesn't need to know that. Right? Yeah. So listen, Lynn Callahan being a party planning business person, is there significance to that? Like, why that kind of a job?
I just thought it was, well, I love being creative. I know as a writer, I think, you know, we have that creative side to us. And I thought it would be really cool to show that creativity in a different way. So I actually, you know, I got to test my own creativity past writing. Like, I got to channel my inner party planner and it was actually a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. Get out there. Well, fantastic. Okay. So now this book is out now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what are you working on now? Are you working on book two at the moment or something else?
I am working on book two. Yep. Yeah.
How long does it take you to do one of these?
So it usually takes me about 6 months to write the book to the point where I'm pleased with it. I'll reread it and I try to take my time, and then, you know, I'll send it over to my publisher, and then, you know, the editing process starts all over again.
Right. Yeah, of course. So long and tedious.
Yes.
Well, fantastic. Now, so how do you like to interact with your readers and fans and stuff like that? And do you have a website, or do you have social media set up? Where can they find you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at author Caitlin Marie Peterson. And I do have my website, caitlinswriting.com.
Oh, well, fantastic. Of course, we'll have that up on ours as well, so that people can find you easily. And now the book is available now. It's called Led by Her Heart. It's book one, a Lynn Callahan romantic suspense. Our guest has been the author of that book, Caitlin Marie Peterson. So thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Nice speaking with you.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Yeah. Good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.